This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
Some of the biggest things with the 2020 election that focus on Pennsylvania, I love the fact that we are the epicenter of the 2020 election, and we're going to be. Right here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHG is going to be your headquarters for the 2020 presidential election, because Pennsylvania is going to be the headquarters of the decision of who becomes the next president. I truly believe whoever wins this state will be in the White House. And as of now, I'd say Donald Trump, it's his to lose. He's got this thing easily, because there's nobody good out there, and the economy's doing gangbusters. Gangbusters. But of course, in politics, a year is a million years. It's like dog lives, political lives, political years. Well, a year is a million years. So you cannot take anything for granted. But let's understand the dangerous path that Joe Biden is going on right now. The preemptive Democrat frontrunner. Joe Biden has a problem, and that problem is he wants to be the guy who relates to the blue-collar guys in Pennsylvania and elsewhere. He wants to relate to the union guys and the manufacturing guys. He wants to relate to the coal guys, the steel guys. He wants to be their Joe. I'm just Joe, blue-collar Joe. But he's in a party that wants to see coal and steel shut down for good. I mean, literally, like, I'm not joking about that. This is a party now that wants to make cars the fuel efficiency so high that the car would basically be like that Adobe clay car they used to have in Saturday Night Live, because it's incredibly fuel efficient. Just not made of steel and would kill everybody on the road, but, you know, that's, I mean, look, you got to have a priority, right? That's the party now. So Joe Biden had floated this idea of doing a moderate position on the environment, addressing climate change from a sensible, moderate policy of business and blah, 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 blah. Well, he did that, and his base went cuckoo crazy. Led by, of course, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who is the single biggest name in Democrat politics right now. She is the most vocal, and she is a leader of the far-left coalition, which is rapidly becoming the absolute base of the party. AOC, she's out there. So much so that when she speaks up, Joe Biden responds to her. Let me prove the point of how powerful Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is by saying this. The former vice president of the United States had to respond to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez saying this with regards to his environmental platform.
I will be damned if the same politicians who refused to act then are going to try to come back today and say we need a middle of the road approach to save our lives. That is too much for me.
All right. Now, she is a first-term congresswoman from New York. You know, there used to be a thing where when you were a freshman congressperson, Congress was about seniority, right? So a congressman had to be there for a long time to gain seniority and everything. But that's all out the window in this day and age, because we live in a society where you can just Instagram yourself trying to figure out a garbage disposal and you're famous. So AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, another odd communist, she is the leader now, because the former vice president of the United States, a former United States senator, had to respond to her. Now, the audio is not great on this, but take a listen.
You've never heard me say middle of the road. I've never been in the middle of the road on the environment. And I tell her to check that, you know, statements that I made and look at my record. She'll find that nobody has been more consistent about taking on the environment than the Green Revolution.
The Green Revolution. Do you see how powerful Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and that part of the base is? They're forcing Biden to go hard left on the environment. The trial balloon they floated over the weekend of trying to do something moderate on the environment. I don't know, maybe more recycling or something. I don't know what it was going to be. It's over. But now he's got to say, I'm the leader in the Green Revolution. Think about that. Think about the power of the base of the left right now and the Democrat Party. Now, if you are a Democrat, that's where your party is. That's where your party is right now. So the one guy who could present himself as a guy who wants to help blue-collar workers is being forced to go to the far left to eventually embrace her kooky climate Green New Deal plan, which is the last thing that blue-collar workers want to hear. Because the truth is that if you're working at a coal mine or a steel mill, you don't want the Green New Deal because you want a job. And you don't want to, if you work on in the auto industry, you don't want to start with this nonsense of having cars have to be 50 miles to the gallon, because cars are going to have to be built smaller. And they're also going to be less safe, by the way. You don't want these things if you are a blue-collar guy in manufacturing or gal in manufacturing. And Biden, this is what I've always said. I've said this for years. For years now, I've been saying this. The reason why a Democrat cannot be elected president is because in order to get the nomination to run as the Democrat nominee for president, you have to go far left on the environment. So far left that by the time the general election comes around, you can't moderate. There's no middle road for you left. There's no way for you to then present yourself as a sensible moderate on this issue, to then also appeal to blue-collar workers and union guys. You can't do it. And the minute you try to pretend like you can, you get this. I'll be damned. We're not going to
be damned.
Yeah.
If the same politicians who refuse to act then are going to try to come back today and say we need a middle of the road approach to save our lives, that is too much.
That is
for me.
Too much for me. So that's it. It's a deal breaker. The congresswoman from the South Bronx, who sounds like she's from the South, will be damned. And so the far left, the energy of the far left in this nominating process is there. So much so that the former vice president and the front runner for the nomination has to now come out and say, relax, please. There's nothing moderate about my position. I'm a green warrior. I'm a green revolution leader. Any chance Joe Biden has of winning a state like Pennsylvania depends entirely on him being able to go to working class guys like Trump did and say, I'm with you. But you can't be with them if you're with her. And with her, I mean Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and her Green New Deal. You can't. There's no way to be for both. This is not, her plan is not a moderate plan. Her plan is an extremist plan. But anything less than that, you realize now where the Democratic Party is in terms of extremistness, extremistness, is that even a word? If you even say the word middle ground, which is two words, or the word moderate, which is one word, you will be blasted by them. Blasted. That you want to talk about the purple people and the people that are in the middle and the main line and the cocktail parties and the Chablis and all that nonsense. This is where the Democrats are. There's no moderation left. There's no moderate Democrats left. And any moderate Democrats who are still around, if they want to win the nomination and run for president, if they don't go far left, they're not getting the nomination. And if they do go far left and they get the nomination, they're not winning the general election. That's the Pennsylvania pickle with Puxatawny Phil. And nobody, and I mean nobody, knows how to get around that conundrum. 855-839-1210, 855-839-1210, this is the only show. Glad you are here. Now, how about a career for you in the future that is going to be here for a long, long time and pay you a lot of money? I'm talking about cybersecurity. It is, it's on Americans' minds. Every day is another story about a data breach, information being stolen, something like this. Cybersecurity is going to be a $170 billion industry by next year.
Talk radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.